Well, hey, and welcome back to day 28 of 30X. You know, one of the things that's happening during 30X is you're making change. And as you start to make change, people around you are going to notice this. And some people are going to notice it and say, wow, this is phenomenal. It's great to see you growing and learning and changing. Some people are probably even wanting to watch 30X with you and go on the journey with you. But other people might not be as excited about you growing and changing as you are about it, okay? So that brings me to today's topic. You know, building on the fact that we want leadership and charisma to have fun and happiness and all that sort of stuff. Building upon that, sometimes we have to hit a point where we think about, well, what other people think of me is none of my business. You know, to give you a simple example, I do videos here called Drive Time, and every day I just, when I get in my car, I record a few minute video about something to do with success. If you haven't watched Drive Time, jump on either my Instagram TV or my Facebook and watch Drive Time with me live each day. Now, that being said, the reason I bring it up is because just yesterday I got like that hater mail on there, and I got the person saying, this is dumb, this doesn't work, all that sort of stuff. And you sit there and you go, now, the old me, who actually really used to worry about what other people thought and all that sort of stuff, the young me would have gone into defense mode or maybe even in attack mode and start saying things. Whereas at this stage in my life, I write back, hey, that's fun. I got my first hater on this thing. That's real cool. Because I live from a space called what other people think of me is none of my business. I don't get overly excited when people tell me how amazing I am, and I don't get underly excited when people attack me or try and say something negative about me. Many years ago, I read a quote, and I read it because Nelson Mandela read it out at his inaugural speech when he became president in South Africa, and it was written by a lady named Marianne Williamson. I want to read it to you here today. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. I'm just going to stop there for a second. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We're scared that we're powerful beyond all measure. Now, people worry about going and achieving amazing things more so. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Huh. When I read that, it struck me vehemently because it was like, I'm so into pleasing other people and worried about other people that I'm not trying to be the best me that I can be. I'm actually more worried about what other people think than, you know, who am I to be the brilliant one? Who am I to be the one to say I'm teaching stuff? You know, who me? Well, the quote says, actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small. And this one really smacked me about the head. Your playing small does not serve the world. Oh, my goodness me. It was like, Brad, come on. You got to go out there and do this stuff. You got to teach. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. And that was definitely me at that point in time. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Oh my. Did that really hit me between the eyes? You know, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. See, worrying about what other people think of you and living your life secondhand from that perspective, first and foremost, let's think of it this way. How do you know if you're worrying too much about what other people think of you? What is it that gives you the sign of that? Well, now, first and foremost, it's good to a degree to worry about what other people think. It's you know, because you know you don't want to be stupid out there in the world. You want to actually be civil and nice and stuff like that. I'm not saying don't care to a point of offending people. But you definitely want to be the person that is more caring about your own passions and your own beliefs than external. Let me go through my top seven signs that someone is too worried about what other people think of them. Number one, you're doing things you don't want to do just because someone else wants to do it. You're doing things that you would prefer to never be doing, but you do them anyway. Just because, well, what would anyone think? You know? Second one, you don't even know what it is that you want. You know, you don't know what it is you want, therefore, you know, you're worrying too much about everyone else's things. Third, you don't say what it is you believe. You're afraid to say and speak up for yourself, and that is a definite sign of worrying. Oh, if I said that, I want, you know, I don't want to upset anybody type thing. A big sign is you're spending time with people you don't like. You're spending time with people you don't want to spend time with just because, you know, that you feel that that's where the way you should be, and you know, it feels obligated to do that to someone, somewhere, somehow. You avoid people out of fear. There's certain people you avoid just because you're scared and you don't want to, you know you don't want to say it and all that sort of stuff. I think that that's an important one. Another sign, the sixth one, is that you're struggling with your own decisions. You know, you kind of defer to other people to make the decisions for you, struggle with your own decisions. And the seventh one is a big one, is you're imagining that other people are upset with you even though they're not. Like, you're imagining judgment, or you're imagining someone being upset with what you're doing or saying, and just in your head, without even thinking about it, you just know that, oh, no, they're upset with me. I know they are. And you go straight to that thought. Listen, first and foremost thing about worrying what other people think of you, as I said earlier, it's none of your business. Second thing, I don't know what it is or how to put this other than to be blunt with you. And that is, who says they are thinking of you? They're busy. They're running around doing their things. Who says they're worried about what you're doing or judging you or thinking of you or any of that sort of stuff? Most probably, a vast majority of the time, they're not. Okay, a vast majority of the time they're thinking about, oh, what am I going to have for dinner? And where's this got to be done? All that sort of thing. You know, there was a joke many years ago. It was a picture of a man and a woman laying in bed. And she's sitting there thinking, oh, he doesn't love me anymore. And he's laying there thinking, oh, what am I going to have for dinner? You know, it's like sometimes you can put things in your own head about what other people are thinking that really doesn't make any sense. So take a look at that and make sure it's not there. If you're worried about fitting in, it's because in some way, shape, or form, you believe that there is a normal. You believe there is a normal. There's a way of, this is what normal looks like, so therefore I've got to be normal. A normal person wears this outfit. A normal person watches these shows or goes to these events or hangs out in this place or has this drink. A normal person does A, B, and C. What is normal? In this day and age, there is no such thing as normal. There is, the only normal is crazy. We're all a little bit nuts, a little bit crazy. We all do things weird ways. There's no such thing as normal. For you to want to fit in, you're fitting in with this thing that doesn't work. And as the old statement goes, why try and fit in when you're born to stand out? I mean, that to me is just a simple statement, but oh so powerful in this conversation about worrying what other people think of you. I've always challenged people who really worry about what others think of them with the simple statement, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? So let's say they didn't like you. Let's say that, you know, they actually didn't like you, and all the things you are thinking about, that they're actually saying that stuff about you. What's the worst thing that can happen? Oh, I got to find a new friend. Excellent! The hardest thing is you got to go over there instead of over there. I mean, it's really one of the most interesting philosophies, and I'm not sure at what age people learn to think or learn to worry about what others think of them, or at what age people get rid of it, but it might not be an age. See, the fear of judgment. I have to deal with something here that for some people, what I'm about to say is going to be pretty tough. Okay, and I mean to be tough. I don't try and beat around the bush with this. I'm going to be straight to the point about it. You can only suffer judgment that you give to yourself. Okay, and what do I mean by that? If someone said to you, like if someone walked up to me and said, hey, fat guy, I was like, dude, I'm not. So therefore, it doesn't matter, you know? When we have a level of self-judgment and someone else points out that self-judgment, then we tend to get into the space of worrying about what others think, because we kind of have some level of belief around it too. You know, I see this happen in husband and wife relationships. I see this happen in group scenarios, in friendships, in family scenarios, where it's almost like someone pushes your hot button. They know your area of insecurity. They know your area of challenge. And yeah, you're working on your area of insecurity. You're working on your area of challenge. You're getting better at it. You're building strength around it. You're building confidence around that thing. But when someone comes in and pushes that button, consciously or unconsciously, you know, sometimes you meet people for the first time and they push your button without even knowing that you had that button. You know, maybe they pushed it because they've got the same button too. I don't know. But the reality of it is that people saying or judging or coming out or giving a look that is a certain way can only be interpreted by the way you want to perceive it. If they say something negative about you and you have a level of charisma and confidence and self-strength because you've been working all of the stuff in 30X, and you look and go, well, ain't you a dummy? You know, who would say that about me? Do you know what I mean? And it's like, You cannot be upset by something that you don't personally have a small level of belief around it. Okay? And I get it that people work through all their stuff, but if you have a small level of belief, and so this is where I personally think this is great. Because when someone says something and it perturbs me, it upsets me, it angers me, or it makes me feel in any way, shape, or form a negative emotion, it gives me the chance to learn that I still care about what other people think in that area. I still have a challenge in that particular area around what other people think. And so I take that and I learn to build myself and learn to grow through that type thing. So absolutely every one of us is going to have areas that are our buttons, where people can push our buttons. But if you learn these next few things, we're going to get through it much easier and much faster. So, how do we move from what other people think of me is something that worries me to what other people think of me is none of my business? How do we move from a space of fear of judgment and worry about what other people think to a space where it's what I care about that matters most? Well, let's first of all understand the difference in those two things. One is what's called an external frame of reference, and the other is what's called an internal frame of reference. An external frame of reference or an internal frame of reference is basically where you put your attention, okay? So where your attention goes determines whether you have internal or external frame of reference. Now, an external frame of reference is where you would get your opinion of yourself, the way you feel about yourself, the way you think about yourself, the way you see yourself is determined by external things, by events that happen, okay? That happened, therefore I must be like this, okay? The people around you, well, they said this, or they looked at me like this, therefore I must be X, or I am this, or I... It gives you... You're taking external things to give yourself both validation and criticism. Other people's thoughts build you up, other people's thoughts knock you down, okay? Other people's actions build you up, knock you down. Both positive and negatively, we're taking other people's. Circumstances can make us feel better about ourselves or worse about ourselves. Where in many ways, we're doing comparative analysis of ourself with other people. Well, I'm better than them, therefore I must be okay in this environment. Oh, look at that person, they're so much better than me. Therefore, you put yourself down in that environment. The external frame where, you know, your job title on your business card, the car you drive, the house you live in, how your kids behave or don't behave, all of these aspects come into external validation of you. And it's both positive and negative. So you're taking the positive and the negative. It leads me to an old saying of you're looking for yourself where you're not. Okay, you're looking for external sources, and you're trying to get your needs met, your validation needs, your step up needs, you know, all of these things. You're trying to get them met from an external source rather than an internal source, and that's a challenge. And the reason it's a really big challenge is because, A, it makes us really worry about what other people think, and it makes us overly concerned with that. Thinking about what others think is good to a degree, but a small degree, so that we don't, you know, run around and do stupid stuff. But when your whole frame of reference, or a vast majority, and we're somewhere on the spectrum, no one is 100% external and no one's 100% internal, we're somewhere on that spectrum. When you are so worried about that external frame of reference, what happens is that it's a never-ending quest. You are never-ending seek and desire to quench, and there is an always needing other people to say positive things to you about you. There's an always needing to see people, you know, patting you on the back and giving you credit. There is this never-ending thirst for external validation of good, bad, whatever it might be. So you can see how someone with an external frame of reference is far more prone to being a what other people think about me is important person. And there are definite years in growing up where that is just who people are. Like, there's a teenage segment where worrying about other people just seems to be a more natural occurrence. The vast majority of teenagers will go through that. The question is, to become an adult, how do you transition out of that? Well, let's look at the other side, from going from an external frame of reference to an internal frame of reference, and start to understand how that differs, and thus start to understand how we can get to that. Now, if you have that external frame of reference, it's quite complex in that you're always looking. The internal frame of reference is, I guess, a stronger and simpler way of looking at your world. It is more of a you-focused and where. So you know where you are, and you know where you want to go, and you know why you are here. I mean, when you know who you are, and this is part of 30X again, why we define our roles and goals, why we look at our categories, our dreams, and all of these things. The reason we do this stuff is so you get to know, who am I? Who do I want to be? What do I stand for? What do I believe in? As you develop and choose those things for yourself, you're starting to move internal in your frame of reference already. You may have noticed that during 30X, you've started to move more internal frame of reference and have less desire to worry about judgment or thoughts of other people. If you have, that is fantastic. Let's keep moving in that direction, okay? The person who has the internal frame of reference also knows their own core values, okay? They know what is valuable to them. They know that, I guess the simplest thing is they know where they are. They know their presence. It's kind of like if you think of this as a barometer of what is more important to you, your own level of opinions of yourself or other people's opinions of you. Where on that scale are you fitting? Is if you take the test of the barometer and say, you know what, I know in these scenarios I am definitely an internal barometer. I'm definitely in these, my work or in charity stuff. And then when I go home, I'm more external, or vice versa type thing. Or with this group of friends, I'm more internal. I'm stronger. I know who I am and where I want to be. But with this group, I'm sort of more external, looking for validation and that sort of thing. Learn yourself and start to understand yourself. You see, if you're in that external validation or in that external frame of reference, it's kind of like you're stuck in a prison. And it's the prison that's controlled by everybody else's thinking, not your own thinking. Everyone else's opinion is the bars on the thing and holding you in that place. And I want to give you an example of this and how sometimes you have to break out of that prison to break out of that prison. What do I mean by that? Well, many years ago, I had this wonderful woman who worked for me, and very high senior executive in several of my companies, and she was an amazing woman, achieved great things. When she first came to work for us, though, she was extraordinarily tough on people. She was harsh and highly skilled, but some would say even attacking and nasty towards other people, especially people that worked for her. And we worked on this over a period of time, and she was with me for many, many years, and she got better and better and better at it and got to be so good that it just didn't exist. However, the people that she'd worked with during all of that time still saw her as the old person. They still saw her as the old her. Even though she had worked on it, done personal growth, read on it, studied on it, done 360-degree reviews, and become much better at management and leadership, and was now more of a caring, kind-type person, far more charismatic, she was still working in an organization that saw her in the old way. And it didn't matter how she was, people still saw her in the old way. So she had to break out of the prison to break out of the prison. She left with my 100% blessing and went and worked for another company that I referred her to, actually, to go and be the CEO of that company. And it was really interesting to see that the moment she stepped into that realm, her whole perception of the world had changed over years. In this new company, they only knew her as the new person. Sometimes, just sometimes, you've been making the shift gradually, but to really make the shift, you've actually got to make a shift. You've actually got to go and be somewhere entirely different. You've actually got to go and do something different. See, the old you may have really worried about what everyone thought. The old you, pre-30X or pre any work you've been doing on your own personal growth, you may have to shift in order to be allowed to shift. I hope that makes sense to some of you, that maybe you got to put yourself in a different environment to be allowed to be the person you've chosen to be now rather than the person you used to be. You know, some environments or some groups that you're in, you may still have a real concern and worry about what do they think of me. Whereas the new groups you're in, you don't worry about that anymore. Maybe, just maybe, you've moved on and you haven't moved on. Let's take a look at how we can do the prison break. Okay, how do we break out of worrying about what other people think of us? Well, the first thing is to acknowledge the fact that we got to move more internal in our frame of reference. And everything we've been doing in 30X is wax on, wax off to make you move towards internal frame of reference rather than external frame of reference. But I want to go through the top 8 things I think you can do in order to move and break out of that prison of worrying about what other people think, or fear of judgment, or fear of how they perceive you. Okay. Number 1, find your people, find your tribe, find your group. Okay. Stop trying to hang out in a group where you don't fit in. Fit in with a group. There's plenty of groups out there to join. You can go through charity, you can go through hobbies, you can go through all sorts of things. You know, every time I watch that TV show, The Big Bang Theory, I'm thinking, they found their tribe, you know? They're kind of crazy, weird guys, but together, they work. Find your tribe. Find your crazy, weird group. I know my group of friends, we're all crazy and weird, but we fit. We work together. None of us is perfect, but we're a perfect group of friends for each other. Second one, find your why. Find your reasons. Now, during 30X, we've been looking at a lot of that. As you're getting more and more clear on why it is you want to achieve, what it is you're here to do on this planet, what it is you want to achieve with your life, your why gets clearer. It's so much easier to not worry about what other people think, because you got something to do and you know where you're going and you know why you're doing it and you know what you stand for. Number 3, face it down. Okay, sometimes you just got to face it down. Sometimes you just got to stand up to it and just, you know, fight fire with fire. Get in there and someone has some judgment about you. Excellent. Welcome it. Bring it on. You know, fight fire with fire. Face it down. Stand up to it. That sort of thing. Flip side of that, though, number 4, is maybe spend some time alone. Spend some time out of those environments where you are worried about what everyone thinks, where you are that, and start working on you. Maybe go and do therapy or counseling. It's not time alone, but it's kind of like that. Go and do some learning. But get away from those environments and spend time with yourself and build you up so that the other things will fall. Number five, speak your mind. You know, if you're afraid to speak your mind, just start with a little bit at first. Just say a little something. You know, get out there, start moving in the right direction, make a statement, stand up for yourself. But even if it's just the tiniest little thing to say that moves you in the right direction, fantastic. You know, I remember my mom on the DISC profile, she's a high S, which very stable and very, very high S. And my mom rarely will speak her mind, but when she does, everybody run! You know, sometimes you just got to get through that phase of actually having it and saying it and break through that type of thing. Break out of the prison of worrying about what other people think of you. Number six, decide what's actually important. Okay, what is actually important? Is it actually important for me to worry about all these people, or is it actually important for me to show a good example to my kids? Is it actually important for me to achieve more in my job? Is it actually important for me to get fit or to do this? Decide what's actually really important. Number seven, look for inspiration. Look for people who are that way. Look for people who are not worried about what everybody thinks. Look for those charismatic leaders who are strong and are not worried about the world around them you know, they have their own internal clock, their own internal way of being. Number eight, decide who you want to be. And again, we've done this through the whole of 30X. We've been working on you deciding who you want to be. What are your roles, your goals, your I am statements? These are the things that are building you for the confrontation with external frame of reference and moving to internal frame of reference. You know, when I think back to Nelson Mandela reading Marianne Williamson's work, I can't help but start thinking, you know, there are masters in this subject who understand it and who get it. One of those was Carl Jung. And Jung wrote a whole passage on this, but I just want to take one line out of it. He said, "May each one seek out his own way. May each one seek out his or her," I'll say it, "ad or her." Unfortunately, when Jung wrote this, it was probably a little more sexist times, but "let each one seek out their own way." Now, what is your way? What is your path? Who do you want to be? And how do you want to get there? And that's what matters. Because what hairstyle you have, it only matters to you. What clothing you wear, it should only matter to you. You know, how you do it. Now, of course, I will reiterate, to a degree, worried about what other people think is important. You know, we don't want to go and do shameful and stupid acts out there. But once it starts getting beyond that and starts become worry about judgment and worry about what other people think and start doing things you don't want to do just to please other people, just to, you know, then you start to lose you. You start to lose who you are. You start to forget how to define yourself. Great example of this is a little movie called The Runaway Bride with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, and she keeps running away from different weddings and stuff. And one of the things that he found out as the journalist, when he interviewed all the ex-boyfriends, ex-fiancés, ex-husbands, etc., was that she never chose what type of eggs she liked. She always just ate the type of eggs they liked. And I bring it up because sometimes, eventually, you got to choose what it is you like. You know. I remember my dad saying to me once as a young man, he said, "Brad, as you become a man, you start to learn what it is you like, what type of shirt you want to wear all the time, you know, what type of shoes you want to wear, what's your drink, what's your favorite meal, what's your thing." And as you become an adult, you learn to have your own thoughts and your own feelings and your own way of doing things. And it's your thing. You know, I know for me, if I walk into a bar, I'm always going to have as a cap of rum and Coke on ice, and that's my drink. And I know my wife is always going to be a Herradura tequila with a three wedges of lime on ice. And I know these things. Once you know who you are, it doesn't matter what other people think. Once you know where you want to go and why you're going there, it's not about the thing or the person or that. It's about you having an internal frame of reference, doing all the activities we've been working on so far in 30X to build you to a point where you are you and you enjoy it. Where you are you and you're proud of it. Where you are you And hey, that's just me. This is 30X. I'll see you again tomorrow. Let's do this.